Dave Prowse MBE is with us in the house finally, so could I introduce him now just to say a few words, the one and only Darth Vader himself and the Green Cross Code Man, Mr. Dave Prowse. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much. Nice to be with you all again. Yeah, I come here every year. I'm a big fraud, really, because I only ever wrestled once in my life, and that was I wrestled a chap called Dennis Garvey, who was the Metropolitan Police Champion, and he threw me around the ring like mad. I thought, well, thank you very much. That's the end of my wrestling career. I'll carry on with the heavy weightlifting. Thank you very much, and I carried on with it. I became the British heavyweight weightlifting champion, and I've done all sorts of other things besides. You know, anyway. It's lovely to be here. We always seem to kind of get the weather nice as well. I don't know how you do it, but we always seem to get nice weather for these dudes. And it's lovely for me because, as I said, I meet an interesting crowd of people, the sort of people I don't normally meet in my everyday life, because all I ever meet is Star Wars fans who want to come up and discuss Star Wars with me endlessly, and I'm getting sick and tired of wishing people, you know, may the force be with you, and I now tell them, I say, may the force be up you. And that gets rid of them. Sorry?
I told them you might think about getting tested for prostate cancer.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. I don't know whether you know, just recently, it was Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And I myself had prostate cancer and got over it, fortunately. And they rang me up and they said, how would you like to become the figurehead of the Prostate Cancer Awareness Month? And I said, yeah, certainly, I'd love to. Anything I can do to help the charity, I'm quite happy. I work with all sorts of different charities. I work with the Urology Foundation. I work with the I'm one of the vice presidents of the Physically Handicapped and Able-Bodied Association. I work with cancer awareness and things like this. But the Prostate Cancer Awareness Week came up, and they said, can we have some photographs of you? You see, so they sent me to a photographer up in London, and would you believe, in an hour, he took 230 pictures of my face, and they went up all over the backs of buses, and in bus shelters and things like this. And they also did an arrangement with Marks and Spencers, because Marks and Spencers have a campaign, and it's called at least their campaign is for Blue Harbor menswear. And when you talk to people about prostate cancer, especially, everybody turns around to you. Everybody says, "Well, you know, I never had any idea that I had prostate cancer. It just came out of the blue." And so this out of the blue thing became a sort of catchphrase for Cancer Awareness Month. And so, as I said, so if you went into the Marks and Spencers and around the menswear department, there was my picture out there as well, besides being on the backs of buses and everywhere else. So anyway, so if you have any inkling that you think you might have any problems, you know, prostate cancer wise, go and see your doctor. Go and get seen too. It's so simple to get sorted out, and it can be, if you leave it and forget all about it and think it's going to go away, it doesn't. You got to get yourself sorted out, and it can be cured. It's curable. So please, as I said, if you've got any idea, get yourself seen too, by all means. It's been absolutely wonderful coming here again. It's been lovely. I'm travelling around the world. This next weekend I'm up in Liverpool. The following weekend I'm in Toronto. The following weekend I'm in Atlanta. And so it goes on. I'm sort of chasing everywhere with Star Wars, and we're getting huge, great crowds. I mean, you would never think that after 40 years, it's something I did 40 years ago, is so popular. I mean, we'll have something in the region of 100,000 people will turn up in Toronto, and we'll get probably 100,000 people turn up in Atlanta. You go to San Diego, and we get 150,000 people come through Atlanta. It's enormous, the popularity of Star Wars, and I'm only too pleased to be part of it. Anyway, it's been great being here for the afternoon. I hope you've all had a wonderful time. I've enjoyed myself. I'm sorry that I'm not walking very well, but as you probably all know, I had a big operation last year where I had my hip, my femur, and my knee all replaced in one go. Unfortunately, it's not worked out all that successfully, because I've still got a very, very painful knee, and that's why I'm using this thing. But other than that, I'm perfectly all right. Okay, thank you very much. It's been lovely talking to you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary actor, Dave Prowse, MBE. His next movie's RoboCop. All this metal. Thank you, Dave. We're very grateful to see you. Thank you. A true legend of the film world. He was voted the biggest movie villain of all time recently as Darth.